Exports.
Today, periods of clouds and sunshine with a high near 80 for the full AccuWeather forecast. Visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
Hi, Steve. Today's going to be one of them interesting days where weather-wise, all we want to do is talk about tomorrow and all that rain that's coming thanks to that tropical storm. We've got 67 degrees high atop Blue Hill. Morgan in the morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford. Always well worth that drive down Route 45.
Good morning, beautiful.
Beautiful.
Good morning, beautiful.
Hey, good morning.
I am basically a matchmaker.
What?
Really?
Why?
Today, wait a minute. National Matchmakers Day.
You're a great matchmaker.
Are you trying to play matchmaker right now?
I thought you two would be perfect together.
Matchmaker.
The matchmaker.
Love is in the air.
Boom. No, it's not.
Love is in the air.
No, it's not.
You play matchmaker.
Come on.
Showtime.
No, it's showtime. Stop that matchmaking.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
No, I don't think any match made has ever actually caught fire. This is all I'm saying, if you catch my drift.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
And for AccuWeather Steve, here's your tune.
Morgan in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Good morning on Matchmaker Day. We'll address that later this hour. Has anyone ever been on a blind date or hooked up through a matchmaker and it was a success story? That should be our Facebook question of the day because I don't think it works. So take your fiddler on the roof and head out. Thank you very much. Speaking of Facebook, you guys are so kind to me. Over the weekend as I traveled to see my daughter get married in South Philly. Actually in North Philly, but she lives in South Philly. Philly's a crazy place. I love it, and then I hate it at the same time. Like, New York City, I just hate it, you know? But Philly, there's something charming about it. And then you roll into, like, a weird section of town, and you're like, get me out of here. Anyway, I was in Philly, and I posted on both Facebook pages something I've been told to do recently, and I've been kind of squeamish about it. I don't like sharing my personal life. Not only on the Tom Morgan page, which was all but dormant a couple of years ago, all but dead maybe even, not just dormant. Anyway, and the 94KX page, I feel my personal life doesn't belong there. It's just the way I feel, but I was told to give it a shot, and I did. You guys are okay with it, so I thank you for that. On the Tom Morgan page, the post of my daughter's wedding, like 950 likes, something like that. And then the whole weekend alone was almost 2,000 likes. It's pretty wild. And then thank you for the comments. Hundreds of them. Thank you. And that was just on the Tom Morgan page. Over on 94KX, I was a little lighter. I posted a picture of my oldest daughter because I hadn't seen her in years. She's an actress in Los Angeles. I talk to her. I FaceTime her, Zoom, all that stuff. But to physically be standing in front of her was quite a joy. And almost 500 likes on our picture and 54 comments. A lot of people wondering why she's blonde now with short hair. She's an actress. Sometimes you got to cut your hair, color it, and play the part. You know what I mean? But thank you so much for your kindness. Because, I don't know, what do I say? How do I say this? Facebook is frightening to me. I stopped using it through the entire election year because it was terrible, full of hate. And then I was told by upper management, people want to see you, Morgan. They want to see what you're doing. They want to be told, you know, whatever. So I said, okay. But still to this day, the ugliness I see every day on Facebook, whether it's still political, let it go away, or the war, or wearing a mask or not wearing a mask, getting vaccinated or not getting vaccinated. Hey, dude, it's your opinion. It's your choice. I don't want to see it. I don't want to read it. So I was staying away from Facebook. Here's what I tell people. My close circle of friends know this already. I want to see, like, kids and dogs on Facebook. Occasionally, maybe something you're eating, okay? But that, really, first day of school pictures have been fascinating. You people in Central PA are adorable. Not just, like, kindergarten kids or anything like that. Like, you guys that are going into your senior year in high school, you know, posing at the front door of your house because your mom told you you had to or something. You know, and I like the families that are spread out, whether they're mixed families or not. But the kid that's a senior in high school and the kid that's in kindergarten and they got their arm around each other and they're going to school. That's the kind of stuff I like. I love to see your dog doing stupid things. It's hilarious. I love it. Dogs are like my favorite animals in the world. That's what I want to see. And if you have something personal, I saw a picture of a 93-year-old grandma or something. It almost brought me to tears. I don't even know who the hell the lady is. This is what I want to see on Facebook. Not your opinion on political or other crap. I don't want to see that. So I went out there on a limb and I posted photos of my daughter's wedding and my other daughter's. You blew it up. You loved it. And I appreciate it. I just want to tell you how much I appreciate it. Hey, late night TV last night, if you stayed up, there wasn't any. What do these guys get another week off for Labor Day? Man, I need a job like that. So we won't be featuring any late night sound bites, but we did mention the matchmaker. Yeah, National Matchmaker Day. We'll talk about it more coming up. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. Back in just a bit.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, this Matchmaker Day. Do you guys even know what that means? Matchmaker used to be like your grandma when she hooked you up with somebody. Maybe you're old enough to remember your parents saying, well, the boy next door seems like he'd be a nice boyfriend for you. Maybe it happened in high school or college. Your college roommate said, hey, you know what? I got a sister who really thinks you're kind of cool. Does it ever work? We should post this on Facebook. Ford Fun Line always open, 1-800-326-94KX. I was only, well, it didn't even work that way, really. I had a best friend and she had a boyfriend and she kept saying, I have a friend, and I kept saying no. And then I met that friend. 3 years later, we got married, had kids, now we're divorced. So I don't know, does that work? Does that count?
Matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find. Catch me a catch.
Attention radio listener, this is a special message from station management. The show you're listening to has been warned on multiple occasions not to play clips of Broadway musicals.
Hey, sorry.
We apologize for their use of Matchmaker from Fiddler on the Roof.
So?
And it is our great hope it will never happen again. Thank you, and thanks for listening.
Excuse me. News is next. 67 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Sometimes we call it viral comedy. Sometimes we just call it viral video. There's nothing funny about a train hitting a truck.
Train just came down on the blade. Oh, my God.
And...
oh, my
yeah.
God.
Not funny, but what was the guy in the truck thinking? This cannot end well. Viral video coming up in just a bit. Look out for trains. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, sometimes it's not really funny, but it's definitely a viral video. No one was hurt, but a trucker in Texas hauling a giant wind turbine blade. That means an extended trailer, oversized load, whatever you want to call it, wide load and oversized load, decided that he had plenty of time to cross the railroad tracks as a slow-moving freight arrived. Now, this sounds like one of them Pennsylvania public service announcements we were airing about not trying to run a train. Now, again, this tractor trailer is very lengthy, so the driver wasn't hurt. But imagine just making that poor decision where your lengthy load on your flatbed trailer isn't even halfway across the intersection yet.
Oh, the train just came down on the blade. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Now, this is part of the video.
Oh, my God.
But just listen to it. Yeah, this can't end well.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. If you do search the video later, be careful of the language. Make sure the kids aren't around. But the train not only hit the lengthy wind turbine blade that it was hauling, but it flipped the truck over and drug it for a little bit. Again, no one was injured, but viral video could be viral stupidity rather than viral comedy.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94K.
Scary stuff. We'll get a little bit more on the light side. Coming off live television boo-boos, I learned this in broadcasting 45 years ago. Don't ever stick the microphone in somebody's face and say, "What do you think?" It's on the way. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You know, I've been around for a long time, and one of the oldest rules in broadcasting, especially live broadcasting, is don't ever just turn around and stick the microphone in a perfect stranger's face. Now, if I was working for MSNBC or any major network, I would remember that rule. But this poor sucker, this live reporter standing in hurricane-like winds and rain, decided to ask somebody what they thought.
The rain has stopped. The wind is still going there. I think we even have a random person.
No, don't put the mic in the random person.
This way, because, you know, we deal with some people every once in a while. But they did get some reports of some down power lines, of some trees that have fallen.
Listen to the guy.
At least limbs that have fallen.
He's in the background just cussing and screaming his head off.
To make sure that they're okay. Craig, I'm going to toss it back to you because we have a person who needs a little help right now.
Hey, we're gonna check in with Shaq Brewster just to make sure all is well. There's a lot of crazy out there, a lot of crazy.
Yeah, and some of it's live on TV. The safe news is coming up next. Mark has got that. Sports with Rob the Sports Center and super exciting Steve with AccuWeather. All on the way, Morgan in the Morning. 66 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Coming up, a special version of And There It Is. We don't call it stupid news. We think there's a lesson to be taught here. And we may have all fallen for this prank at one time or another. But really, we shouldn't.
Yes, I'm looking for a friend of mine. Last name, Jazz. First name, Hugh.
Hold on, I'll check. Hugh Jazz! No, somebody check the men's room for a Hugh Jazz.
I'm Hugh Jazz.
Telephone.
Hello, this is Hugh Jazz.
Hi.
Who's this?
Bart Simpson?
Well, what can I do for you, Bart?
Look, I'll level with you, mister. This is a prank call that sort of backfired, and I'd like to bail out right now.
All right.
WQKX.
WQKX HD1, Sunbury.
It wasn't exactly Bart Simpson, but it was a lot like it at a school board meeting. And there it is, coming up next.
Best
songs on the radio. 94KX. All right, on delay. Okay, when I call your name, you say present or here. Or, no, say present. I need a bath. Yeah, all right, settle down. I need a bath here.
Must have it.
Is Oliver there?
Who?
Oliver, close off.
Hold on, I'll check. Oliver, close off. Call for Oliver, close off.
All right, it happened millions of times on The Simpsons, but could you imagine it happening in real life to your school board?
Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Come on, guys. Pay attention to what you're reading. Perhaps it's only radio announcers that are told to pay attention to what they're reading, especially when you're reading it out loud. It happened at a Virginia school board meeting.
Thank you so much, Ms. Thomas. We do appreciate you. Phil McCracken. Phil McCracken. Eileen Dover. Eileen Dover.
Are you kidding me?
Don Kiddick. Don Kiddick. Wayne Kerr. Wayne Kerr.
Wanker? Are you kidding me? What's your school board like, huh? That's an actual school board member in Virginia reading names on a list that are completely Bart Simpson-like. Guys, watch The Simpsons before you go to the school board meeting.
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned. And there it is. On 94KX.
Still to come, birthday buddies, including a buddy from Mount Carmel who has more than just a birthday. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Why are you shaking over there?
I feel like I have to dance whenever I hear that song.
Oh, you
song.
Were shaking it
I
off.
I was trying. Yes, I was trying.
Of course you were.
At 61, it's just
but
hard
but
to
now
do.
Your hair is mussed.
It's all right. It's all nobody right. can see it anyway.
The voice of Lynn Hall, ladies and gentlemen. It's always great to have her on the show, especially when we are announcing special occasions. Like
birthdays.
Yes. Birthdays.
Celebrity, everyone has one.
Yeah, sometimes we wish they didn't. But it is worth mentioning. Sometimes. It's worth mentioning. Like perhaps you're a Debbie Gibson fan?
Well, you know, she was okay back in the day.
Perhaps you're not. You can muss your hair again if you want.
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson is 51 years old today.
No.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Wow. It's like only yesterday she was a teenager singing. It was almost like a dream. Every time I'm down secret. You see what I did there?
I see what you did there. Yeah.
Not clever, but kind of funny.
It's all right. Yes, it's funny.
You might not recognize the name Gina Shock. It is a cool name.
It is a cool name.
She is the drummer for the Go-Go's. She's 64 today. Oh, you're really messing your hair up.
I'm sorry. I can't stop dancing this morning. I'm not sure what's going on.
You're going to break a hip.
Yeah, I know.
It's just a matter of time.
And then that'll be it.
All right, Gina and the rest of the girls. I'm kind of done with you now, yes. moving on with celebrity birthdays. This guy is one of my favorites. And I don't know why. Everybody's going to think Pretty Woman, but I think Officer and a Gentleman.
Deal off. I ain't going to quit. All right, then you can forget it. You're out! Don't you do it! Don't!
Don't do it!
I got nowhere else to go! I got nowhere else to go!
He has nowhere else to go! Don't do it!
Don't do that to him!
Don't make him quit!
Come on now!
Can we just...
He's got nothing else.
He's got nothing else!
Oh. Some sympathy for crying out loud.
Yeah! Richard Gere! 72 years old.
Oh,
and our boy grace. Van Morrison. See, you don't mess up your hair, do you?
No, it's kind of jazzy, so right. Don't move around a whole lot.
You kind of slowly dance.
Yeah.
Van Morrison is 76 years old today.
Goodness.
Wow. And in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So.
Indeed.
Congratulations there, too. Those are the celebrity birthdays, but you know, the locals, we like to celebrate them as well, or as Lynn Hall calls them.
The birthday buddies.
Yes, yes, you are correct. All right. Let's take a look at the list. Amy, and I hope I say her last name, Maragura from Paxinus is the nifty 50
today. Nifty 50 for Amy. Ashley Wary from Cole Township is 35.
Happy birthday, Dave Edmond from Shamokin, 49 today. Oh, you know what? That's Dave Erdman.
Dave
Erdman. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's all right.
49. Let me brighten the screen here a bit.
Here you go. Right. Dave Johnson is 71 today.
Diane Probst is 67 today. Happy
oh, my
birthday.
Goodness. I'm going to murder this person's name. I know I am. Elsayed Megan. Nice, cool name, though.
Yeah.
From Shamokin Dam. 45 today.
Now, I saw this woman partying all weekend long
really?
On Facebook.
Really?
Gina Endy, an old buddy of mine from Winfield, she's the Nifty 50. Is it actually her birthday today, or did it start Friday night and continue?
Well, hey, I have nothing wrong with that. I find nothing wrong with that at all.
Happy birthday, Gina.
There you go. Josh Bedell from Lewisburg, 35 today. Yep. 39, I mean. Sorry about that.
Happy birthday, Josh. He's an old buddy of mine, too. Wow. All my friends are growing up, and I'm getting old. Kimberly Charles from Middleburg is 26 today.
All right, and as I quickly flip the paper here to look for someone else, Pamela Benner, she's from Millville, 66 today.
Robert Scooter is 67 today.
Tina Sassman from Steelens Grove, 56.
And that would be it. Oh, one more.
One
Todd
more.
Ross. Todd Ross, how you doing, Todd? From Watsontown is 57 today.
57.
Yeah, everybody's got a birthday. We'd like to celebrate them. You can call them in on the Ford Fun Line anytime, 1-800-326-94KX. Feel free to Facebook message us or even use the text club.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps use the text club.
Maybe.
Perhaps. Hey, a phone call on the Ford Fun Line earlier this morning. Mike and Marianne Wansick out in Mount Carmel have been married 25 years.
Goodness gracious.
He's an old DJ buddy of mine.
I know Mike.
I said, Mike, 25 years. That's about as long as I made it. Please keep going, Mike. Don't quit now.
They got married when they were 10 because he's, what, 40 right now? He's very young. He's, you know.
Married when he was 10?
No.
And a big hello to Mike Jr., who works security at Knoebels. There you have it. So, each and every day, right before the 7:30 news, we do it. What's it called?
Birthday Buddies.
Birthday Buddies. News, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. It's Morgan in the Morning. 67, still high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. If you're driving now, you can't do the hokey pokey, but we will.
You put your right foot in, you put your right foot out, you put your right
You remember this song,
and
right?
Shake it all about. You do the hokey pokey and you turn yourself around. That's what it's all about.
Yeah, it's part of... Okay, stop. It's part of good news. Coming up, stay with us. The hokey pokey when you're 93 years old? Good news is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
Okay, so a mattress man in Houston unloaded the mattresses from all of his trucks and decided to load them up with supplies and send them to those affected by Hurricane Ida. Here's Jim Mattress Mac talking about his impromptu program.
Seeing people want to help people, that's what life is all about. Just incredible devastation, and as always, Houstonians and Texans are rallying to help our fellow citizens. We're going to load up hundreds of truckloads of supplies, take them to New Orleans. We're doing this because it's the right thing to do.
It is the right thing to do. Try 30 trucks at a time with Mattress Mac. Great job. Hey, staying local in Danville, the Trinity Lutheran Church Outreach Committee is at it again with a grab-and-go meal and household supplies to be distributed free starting this afternoon at 3:30 till about 5. Drive or walk by the rear parking lot of the church at Church and Market Street in Danville. Sounds good. Also coming to the Lewisburg Children's Museum, a firefly program for the kids. Is that good news or what? Ibianka Alo, a professor, will be doing what she calls a firefly supernova workshop and experience coming up next Friday. You should check it out. Oh, and that hokey pokey story I promised to tease you about? Well, there's nothing wrong with a hokey pokey. It's good news.
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
She's 93 years old, and she likes to do the hokey pokey.
You put your right foot in.
Her name is Phyllis right Brinkenhoff. Oddly obsessed with the hokey pokey, so for her birthday, her neighbors surprised her by organizing a flash mob to dance in her front yard. And they did. And they used original audio from CBS Network a long time ago. That's good news. Hey, if you've got good news, let us know. If your local group, you just email it in to us. Hit us up on Facebook Messenger, or you could use old-fashioned snail mail. Good news happens right here with Morgan in the Morning.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We're working our way toward news at the top of the hour. Live guest in the studio, or as we call it, Morgan in the Morning mic'd up. We got somebody on the toll-free line now. Actually, a friend of mine from a long time ago is celebrating a birthday today. And I'm sorry, we don't do birthday buddies more than once a day, but I got to say happy birthday to Richard Good of Northumberland. He's 70 years old today. He is the original Good. He is the original Richie Good, because there's Richie Good Jr., Richie Good III, and Richie Good IV. I think I got them all. And I always, I love your stuff, by the way. I love your stuff on Facebook. And I just, you're one of the good families, and not just by name.
I saw your pictures of the wedding. It was nice.
Oh, my God. Yeah, all I did was ball. All I did is ball like a baby. I'm such a wuss when it comes to
that. Well, you're supposed to do that.
Oh, am I supposed to? Well, thank you.
Yeah, that means you're a good dad.
Aw. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. And anyway.
You're welcome.
Anyway, we want to say happy birthday to your dad, the original Richard Good. The original. Coming up, news is next. We want to remind you that Wise Markets and 94KX making a positive difference in the community with the Fight Hunger campaign. When you go to Wise Market, we're trying to raise money to donate non-perishables to local, that's right, local food banks in our area. When you shop Wise, just round up your bill, $1, $3, $5, $10, maybe more. Just round up. Thank you for your support from Wise Markets. And all of us at 94KX. 68 degrees now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. When we bring guests into the studio in the 8 o'clock hour, we call it Morgan in the Morning mic'd up. But when it's on a Tuesday and that guest brings something to try, what should we call it? A mic'd up try it Tuesday?
WQKX.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Pine Knotter Brewing is in the house with brew, but they want to talk about a block party. It's coming up next. Don't go anywhere. In the Morning, mic'd up. We've got Derek Fisher with us, and we're mic'ing him up in the studio today. He's from Pine Knotter Brewery. Okay, so, oh, I get it. It's a Tuesday. It's a Try It Tuesday. Derek brought some kind of new brew, and we're going to sample it. Well, maybe, but first, it's a mic'd up session about the Nori Block Party, which is coming up this Sunday from like 9 in the morning till like 11 at night, Derek. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, so the block party gets kicked off with our 5K. Uh-huh. It starts at 9:30 in the morning. If you're not pre-registered, you can come in, pick up your packet, or if you are pre-registered, you can pick up your packet or register the day of there.
Oh, so you could do that at Pine Knotter Brewing?
Yeah, you can up until tomorrow. Tomorrow we're open. You can register at the brewery, or you can go online. You can check out on our Facebook page. There's a link to go to register online. But if you don't get a chance to do that, the day of, you can be at there at like 8 to 9 and register for it.
Okay, sounds good. Our very own Mark Stevens in the afternoon here is going to run in the 5K. And I don't know if he's going to do a Facebook Live while he's running. That would be cool. But then afterward, he's going over to Pine Knotter Brewing to enjoy some, let's just say he's going to rehydrate after the 5K.
Absolutely. Sounds great.
All right. Now, this is the first time ever, this Nori Block Party. Whose crazy idea was it, Derek? You can own it if you want to.
No, it was actually all of us. We all were sitting down and like we're always trying to better the town, trying to make new things for in the town. And us, along with the mayor, we just came up with some ideas of how we can get it moving along.
Wow. Hats off to the mayor then, you know, for saying, yeah, okay, cool idea. Now, I grew up in the coal region in northeastern PA, and block parties are really cool because all you had to do is, like, put a wooden sawhorse across the street and party in the street, right? That's basically where, and it's your block. Get it? Block party. So you're going to try it in Nori, but it's not just like people sitting in lawn chairs drinking beer. There's like food vendors and crafters, and there's a lot of things going on after this 5K, right?
Absolutely, yeah. We get kicked off with the craft show at 11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Food vendors will be opening up. We have Big Mambo's. I know it's a local favorite. Everybody loves Big Mambo's.
Morning, Ronnie.
We have a bunch of other vendors, the Big Dogs, Good Food is a food truck. The new coffee shop downtown Northumberland Grindstone is going to be open. They'll be open early for runners to be able to get coffee.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Number Ones is doing a fish fry. We have On a Roll. We'll have Kettle Corn, Townside Garden Cafe, Troutman's French Fries. We'll all be there.
Wow, all like in this block area. And then, you know, after the 5K, it all gets underway, like you said, with the craft show. And then all the vendors opening one at a time. Mm-hmm. And then there's music, too, right?
Absolutely.
Wow.
Absolutely. Yep. So, yep, we have a great lineup for everybody. We have, first leading off, we have the Ann Kerstetter Band, another local favorite.
Mm-hmm.
That's from 12:30 to 2:30. Then we'll have a Hometown Hero Banner dedication. All the Hometown Hero Banners from this year will be dedicated.
Nice.
From 2:30 to 3:00. And then we'll have Light Up the Moon, Cast and the Bailouts, and then another local favorite, Kinsey. Everybody loves Kinsey.
Kinsey's going to wrap up the night of this block party. Again, jot it down. It happens this Sunday, starting with the 5K in the morning, and then fun all day long till like 10, 11 o'clock at night. That's great. A lot of great sponsors backing all this, too.
Yeah, so along with us serving our beer, we're also going to be having Big Spring Spirits there. They're going to be serving pre-mixed cocktails. Mm-hmm. And then we have our two wineries, Dalvino Wine Company and Whispering Oaks are both going to be there. And there's also going to be a cigar tent from Get Lit Cigars. So
wow. How did you guys put all this together in such a short amount of time?
Well, we had half of the groundwork laid from last year, and then, you know, all the restrictions and everything we had to cancel, but a lot of the groundwork was already laid, so
okay.
That was a nice base to start with.
So I got to ask you, are we hoping that this continues next year and next year and next year?
Absolutely. If everything goes to plan, we would love to keep it going. We're hoping this is only just the first annual, and we might have some other surprises in store, maybe adding an extra event throughout the summer.
Derek Fisher is with us from Pine Otter Brewing Company, and Derek is mic'd up with Morgan in the Morning and a Try It Tuesday combo. What is in that big can, my man?
So we have our official beer of Block Party. It is a Block Party lager. It's an American hopped lager.
Mm-hmm.
Let's crack this open and we'll give it a try.
All right. I'm not a big beer drinker, but I do like my lagers. Is that why you brought it for me?
I did. I remember last time we talked, you said you like your pale ales and lagers, so that's why we'll go with this.
And it's called Block Party. That's a great idea. All right. Well, let's give it a sample here and remind you people once again, it's the Nori Block Party this Sunday, starting with the 5K in the morning and running all night long with food vendors, craft vendors, and live music till 10. 11 o'clock, or until Derek runs out of beer. Derek, thank you so much for coming in, man. It's always nice to have you local.
All right, appreciate it.
Still to come, Morgan, in the morning, we've got Tom's top list of the day. Top things to try that'll make you feel happy. One of them's probably the Pine Otter Brewery.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Time for Tom's top list of the day. You know, we all tried new things during the pandemic. We don't know why. Maybe because we were cooped up in the house and you couldn't go out. Everybody was closed. I don't even want to talk about that part of life. It's all in the rearview mirror. At least I hope so. But there are benefits to trying new things because 63% of us who try something new end up loving it and feeling bad that they avoided it. It's true. 80% of Americans say they tried something new during the pandemic, whether it's food, drink, expanding their taste in movies, music, or TV, and they ended up liking it. Now, here are the benefits, okay, of doing that. Number one, it could make you feel better in general. 78% of people say that's true. I tried it. I liked it. I feel better. Number two, it boosts happiness. 60% say these new things in their life actually make them happy. Number three, it could make you more creative. Okay. 53% of people in the survey say branching out helped them with creativity. Really? when microbrews took off, I really was like, whatever. But then when I started, like, and I'm not just saying this because Derek from Pine Otter Brewing is our guest in the studio today, but I'm saying, like, I started saying now when somebody says, hey, you want to try this? I say, yeah, sure. I don't say, nah, not into that stuff. Block Party Lager. It'll be featured at Nori Block Party this Sunday. I tried it. I like it. So, yeah, go ahead. Now I'm more creative. Now it's like, yeah, Big Spring Spirits will be there Sunday. Yeah, I'll try it. Number four on the list of things that make you happier, they could also bring you energy. 52% of us feel that trying something new could give you a new form of energy. Number five was raises your self-esteem. Well, sure. If you tried a new exercise or a new diet, it's definitely going to boost your self-esteem. And number six, which is crazy, it could help you find that special someone you love. 63% of us say it could be something you love or someone who's doing it just like you could end up being the someone you love. Wow. Tom's top list of the day. News is next. Sports and AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Today, periods of clouds and sunshine with a high near 80. For the full AccuWeather forecast, visit WQKX.com. I'm AccuWeather Steve Williams.
69, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Are you still true to your school? Do you still show your school spirit? I hope so. You can win. Details coming up.
WQKX 94KX.
Waiting all day for Sunday night.
Looks like Carrie Underwood is teasing Sunday Night Football 2021, which, by the way, happens September 12th when the Los Angeles Rams take on the Chicago Bears. Is Mertzi aware of this? Our very own Michelle Mertz. We call her Mertzi. We love her. Anyway, she's the only Bears fan I know, besides Michael Wilbon on ESPN. Mertzi is it. Nobody outside of Chicago likes the Bears. But Carrie's getting ready, and I'm sure Mertzi will be representing with her Bears jersey on. You know, we've got something going on really cool here. It's called KX School Spirit. School is spelled with a K for KX. That's clever. The KX School Spirit is powered up by Red Robin. Yum. Here's what we need you to do. We need you to wear your local team colors every single Friday. Kids do it. I mean, what the heck? Kids do it because they have pep rallies and stuff. Why don't you do it too? Maybe your kid is playing for a local football team. Sealands Grove, Shikellamy, Lewisburg, whatever. Wear the team colors and take a selfie with the hashtag KX School Spirit. That's hashtag KX SKOOL Spirit, SPIRIT. And we'll choose like random winners, all right, on Facebook. Random winners. And you'll get a $20 gift card from Red Robin. Yummy. So, you know, be part of this. I'm so excited about this because, I don't know, if anything slightly resembles a holiday, I go all crazy. I think on Friday, Flashback Friday, I think I'm going to wear my varsity jacket from high school. Probably won't be able to button it, but I'm going to give it a shot. Morgan in the Morning with final thoughts coming up next. You've seen nothing till you've seen my drunk brothers dancing to Jesse's girl at my daughter's wedding. Don't know if we caught it on video.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
His daughter gets married next month. I will not be returning the favor. That's all I need to say. Hey, closing thoughts. Are you hard at work this morning? A new study shows that, believe it or not, Alaska is the hardest working state in the country, followed by North Dakota and Nebraska. But hey, if you're hard at work in Central PA, Pennsylvania finished number 37 out of 50 states. You better step up the effort. Step up the effort. Chad Evans is next. Have a good day, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.